And more now on the EU Migration Pact. It will see a number of dramatic changes to how Ireland and other EU states will approach the issue of immigration. Among those measures are new external border screenings, a solidarity system, and faster processing times. Our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan has been finding out more.
Last year, around 3,000 people died or went missing trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea into Europe. And that figure has been rising year on year. For those who do make it, their journey isn't over, as they will then try to enter into the EU's asylum seeker process. And that process is about to change dramatically, in the form of the new EU Migration Pact.
Unprecedented numbers of refugees and irregular migrants end the deaths at sea. It became clear that the EU needs a common migration system that works in a fair and comprehensive way. So
there were just over 1 million applicants to the EU states last year alone, and around 40% were recognised. By the time I finish this report, 140 people will become refugees around the globe. Providing support for these people has become a challenge for Europe, and next week may see Ireland enter into this new system. So what exactly is it, and how is it different from what we do currently?
The Asylum and Migration Pact is an agreement between all the countries in the European Union as to how we are going to deal with immigration into Europe, particularly people who are seeking asylum in Europe going into the future.
That's immigration lawyer Cathal Malone.
Basically, since about 2018, there have been negotiations ongoing to try and come up with a new framework which will guide how European countries work together in the future. And this new framework, which is known as the Asylum and Migration Pact, is much more prescriptive. It goes into a lot more detail. It's actually, depending on which country you're in, 8 or 9 interlinked pieces of law.
There are multiple parts to this pact, so we'll try to go through some of the main points of it one by one, starting with external borders.
With the screening and border procedures and crisis protocols. All irregular migrants will be registered and subject to identification, security and health checks.
Dr. Ciara Smith of NUIG in Galway says this part is essentially a detention period, and those who are detained here could be held for up to 12 weeks.
The border procedure is really a euphemism for detention, because member states are allowed to detain asylum seekers while they're in this border procedure. And the border procedure is there to both determine whether asylum seekers should even have their asylum claims processed within the EU, and also then if they are allowed to be processed in the EU to hear those claims. So it's all done at the borders.
Ciara isn't the only one who's raised concerns around this area. Here's Nick Henderson of the Irish Refugee Council.
If somebody, for example, comes from a country where there is a recognition rate lower than 20%, they would be channeled into that border procedure. And it's a mandatory procedure, so the member state would have to do it. And their movement, at the very least, their movement would be restricted in the member state or possibly even detained. And then their application would be fast-tracked through that process. And children, both with a family and also unaccompanied children, could, not necessarily mandatory, but they could be put through that process. And that's caught the attention of human rights organisations, in particular as a very problematic part of the pact.
Along with these new external borders, there's also changes to how applicants are processed.
Fast and efficient procedures for asylum and return with the necessary individual safeguards. The rules will be stricter with abusive or subsequent applications and return decisions for those without a right to stay will need to be issued immediately. Strong legal safeguards.
Under this plan, we could see those seeking entry to the EU have their cases assessed in a more timely manner. But there have been concerns that Ireland isn't well equipped for this, and that it'll ultimately be the migrants who suffer, as Cathal explains.
Doing things this quickly will basically negate people's right to having a lawyer, because there's just simply no way that we can do this process in that period of time and have a lawyer available to take your case properly. And of course, if you don't have a lawyer, I mean, in immigration, as in the criminal courts or anywhere else, I mean, you know, I'm sure people wouldn't do their own dentistry, nor should they do their own legal work. basically will be in a position where they will be in a, there'll be a higher level of refusals because lawyers will not have been available to marshal the facts and the law and support people's cases.
Then there's the new system of solidarity.
There will be a permanent solidarity framework and clearer rules on responsibility. No member state.
Under this rule, countries facing pressures can be compensated if they are dealing with more numbers of those seeking asylum than others.
In Ireland, currently we're taking about 13,500 a year. When they've run these numbers, they think we should take about an extra 650. So it's not massive. So what they're saying is we're taking 13,500. If we took 15,000, that would be fair based on how much money the country brings in a year, how many people we have living here, and how many migrants we have. If you don't want to take those additional people, then that's fine. You can pay 20,000 person to 20,000 per person. And that will be paid into a European Solidarity Fund, which is supposed to be used to aid the likes of the Greeks or the Italians to look after these people.
The pact also includes more emphasis on transit countries like Morocco, Turkey, Egypt and Tunisia. The EU would provide these countries with financial aid aimed at helping asylum seekers based there who are trying to get to Europe. In exchange, these countries may see more benefits for their own citizens. Assistant Professor Janine Silga from DCU explains.
They will be benefiting from the pact. They will be able to ask for more financial benefits from the EU. They will be able to perhaps sometimes even blackmail the EU. It might also lead to a kind of competition between those different member states to enter into the closest possible relationship with the EU, because they might not only have financial benefits, but they might also be able to actually ask for more advantages in terms of legal migration access for their own population to move to the EU.
But although these countries may benefit from the pact, this has not solved the original problem, according to Dr. Keira Smith.
It's about deflecting away from the EU, but it's also about deflecting within the EU to certain borderline member states. So it does place a disproportionate burden on those countries, but it doesn't fix the problem. So the problem is that there's a bottleneck. If you can imagine like Greece, Italy and Spain as a bottleneck. So rather than addressing the root cause of the bottleneck, they have to stigmatize asylum seekers and make the problem one of numbers. They have to present the problem as too many asylum seekers are trying to get in. Therefore, we have to clamp down on the numbers with all these draconian measures.
Everybody. Now, and that report was by Gavin O'Callaghan.